Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I want to talk about this song. This is Michelle Knight. She was one of the three girls that was a Cleveland kidnapping victim. I mean, it's one of the saddest and most unbelievable stories. These girls were held in captivity for years.
In
they were
basement.
Repeatedly raped and abused. They were impregnated, and they somehow, after, 10 years, broke free and got out. And it's one of the weirdest and most amazing stories ever. And you have to wonder where they go with their lives after that.
Yeah,
you know, what do they do with their lives?
Yeah.
This one chose to sing. And the hard part about it is, how do you tell a girl like this if she... I haven't heard it yet, so how do you tell her if she sucks?
You don't.
Right.
You don't?
No, you have to. No, you just let it go.
I think you have to pull her aside and go, look, I know you've been through a lot.
You miss Britney. You miss Christina.
Now you're just going to put other people through a lot. You need to not release this. It's because
maybe it's great. Maybe the whole time she was practicing singing down there.
I don't think...
Good acoustics.
That's true. Maybe she's got a talent that we didn't know about.
What's weird about this entire situation is that she seems to be the outcast of the three. The other two wrote a book together. The other two have done interviews together. They've never... All three, to my knowledge, have never done an interview together.
Mm.
They've never done a project together. She seems like the outcast for whatever reason. And from everything that I've read, I know that she had a book.
Is she not the one that you met?
No, I met Amanda Berry. She was the one that gave birth inside the house.
Oh, my God.
But it seemed like Ariel Castro favored Amanda Berry and Gina De Jesus, the other girl, and kind of treated this one like garbage. And now she's the one that's out there doing all this stuff solo by herself.
This is the one that he treated like garbage, not the other two that were locked in the basement.
You know what he meant.
Yeah,
I know. But, like, less garbage than he treated this one.
You have no idea, though. You said that they were listening to your station, whatever, the rock music and stuff. Maybe she's practicing those all kind of Rush songs. My uncle has a cabin.
That's true. Yeah. She could be really good. I'm looking at pictures of them, and it's sad because they're all very attractive. But it seems like they missed 10 years of their life, 10 years of also being abused. The Michelle Knight seems to be the one that has the most mental problems.
I think, and I'm not trying to be rude here.
No,
she has gained significant weight since when she was released. And I think that's
She didn't get to eat while she was in the basement, Rob.
I think that's something that you need to cope and you need to find a way. I'd much rather her be eating than doing drugs or alcohol.
And
for her.
If I saw her in a restaurant, I'd be like, send her over some pie.
Yeah, she gets something.
Yeah, do something.
Was she the first one kidnapped?
I don't know.
Only because I started watching the movie that they made about it.
Yeah.
After we had that guy on.
Right.
Tuco. And I don't know. It's just it was a terrible life for her before she was kidnapped.
Yeah, I know she had a son that she... I think she may have been the first one that was kidnapped because she was on her way to a custody hearing.
Yeah, that was the one. Yeah.
She, as far as I know, she still does not have custody of her son.
She was getting a ride from Ariel Kessler. She had to get to the custody court. And she was, I don't know if she was waiting for a bus or whatever the deal was, and she had to get there, and he was like, I can take you there, I gotta go there, and she was like, no, and he's like, I'll get you there on time, and then when he got her in the car, she said she wanted to get a puppy for her son, and he said, oh, what a coincidence, my dog just had puppies, let's stop at my house and get it, and she said no. And he was like, I promise I'll get you to court on time. And then he lured her in the room and tied her up and put her in a real weird sex-looking contraption. Like, she looked like Tom Cruise when he was trying to come down to Mission Impossible on that thing.
Right.
That's what she was tied up in.
Michelle Knight was the first to disappear. She disappeared on August 21st of 2002. Then on April 21st of 2003, almost a full year later, Amanda Berry was kidnapped. And then...
So if you're Michelle Knight... And you're going through a whole year of getting your ass kicked and being stuck in the basement, and all of a sudden another girl gets thrown in the hole. Are you like, yes?
No, you're like, now I'm done.
You think one in, one out?
Yep. Because he doesn't want witnesses, and now that he has somebody else to move on to, why does he need me around? And then a year after that, on April 2nd of 2004, the last girl, Gina De Jesus, is kidnapped and brought in. And at that point, I think those two were kind of separated from Michelle when they were in the home. So Michelle kind of was like in the darker dungeon or place. These two, I know that they had a bedroom. They had a radio. So
he had multiple slave rooms?
Yeah, because it's weird because he had like one door that was chained shut, but I guess that door led to the other bedrooms where everybody was locked.
Right,
and
so, right.
And how do you...
If I need a nicer house. I need a house with, dungeons. With secret dungeons. Yeah. Not for this, but you know.
For other stuff.
For other devious activity.
And so they were kidnapped... Michelle Knight was kidnapped in 2002, and they weren't rescued until 2013. So she was held captive for 11 years.
That is incredibly sad.
That's why, no matter
hard to believe.
And what happens, you don't tell her her song is terrible. What? You just say, you did it. You survived. You sing your heart out.
If you didn't have kids and you're kidnapped and you're in that position, how long before you just go, all right, I'm just going to hang myself?
Like, oh, I don't hang myself. No, yeah. See, but we've talked about this before. I don't hang myself. I pull a Rick from Walking Dead and I bite his throat, but knowing full well that it may work and it may not work and I may die, but that's what I go
rather
for.
Rather go for fighting. Yeah. If I'm going to die, I'd rather die fighting. Just like I said, if I was in the in prison and they were death penalty and they were taking me to get the injection or going to the electric chair, I would still try and fight. Even though there's six guys surrounding me and I'm on lockdown, I'm still trying to fight to get out of that prison.
Yeah.
There's 99% chance I'll never get out of there, but I will still fight to try and find a way out of there.
I think I'm a quitter because if I'm in there 6 months and I'm going, this is never going to end. I'm just going to...
Rob's out after 3 days. Yeah. After 3 days of rescue crew.
And the guy's like, it was a joke. Yeah. Your brother put me up to it.
So, Spanish, you say there's no way to tell her a song stinks?
No, you just look her dead in the eyes, and even though it might be the worst thing you've ever heard, you just go, hey, you're amazing.
Well, you tell her, good job. It's worth the effort. Thank you for trying, but...
Why? What if it's terrible?
Well, hey, look, everybody, music is open to interpretation, so maybe I don't like it, but somebody else may.
I bet you it's great. I bet you it's really good.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back from break, I'll play the song for you from Michelle Knight, one of the victims of the kidnapping and imprisonment in Cleveland. That's the other thing. It had to happen in Cleveland.
It does make me uncomfortable to think that I'm going to hear a song and that it might be terrible from somebody that's been through a lot, and I'm afraid to like have a judgment of it.
Do you know how much Celine Dion's been through? She still sings like an angel.
She sleeps with that old dude. That's torture.
I have an idea about this song that is just going to make sure we go to hell. And I'm afraid to play it.
All right. No, let's hear it.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Christ.
Was that
Skrillex? That's a Skrillex mix.
Right.
Oh no, it's gonna be sad.
It is.
Get more thunder.
Well, what'd you think it was gonna be?
Hello, everybody. No. I thought it was gonna be like Eminem. I climbed out of the stairs and I'm out of the basement. No, I thought it would be something like that. Maybe.
Maybe it is.
Terrible, or is this going to be good?
I'll just play it.
No, it's just making me nervous. If it's terrible, you got to say it's terrible, and the poor girl has been through so much.
Did she write this?
Yes.
She wrote and sang her project.
God.
All right, let's do it.
Cue thunder.
Deep with this leaf. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. If I hold on a little longer, and when my hope fades away, they keep the light on. My angels keep me awake. I'm a survivor.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's not bad so far.
I had to tell you, I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at the producer.
Yeah.
Boost the vocals.
Maybe
on.
He's doing
on
the
purpose.
Right thing and burying
no,
it.
No, you want to boost those. Put them out front. Showcase it. Yeah, see, it's catchy.
They kill me.
Please break down to a rap. Please break down.
Said I was born a mistake. Tried to convince me my existence has been faded to gray. And that I'm worthless. But it don't hurt me to say I've been through hell and back. But can't you see the smile on my face? Even though years of my life have been taken away.
I can't listen.
I like it.
Oh, keep going.
This is what we're dancing to in the phone party.
I like when Galvin dances, he does the John Cena, you can't see me. Oh, man.
Makes me stronger.
why he was so mean to her. She kept singing while she was in the basement. See, that's why they want to play this. I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen.
No, this is good.
I know, but I have a horrible idea.
She was ashamed at herself for reasons she can't explain. She's
like Rob when he got molested.
She's putting all this out. It's like it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
She's singing a song. She's been through hell and back.
Write it down.
I don't know.
Yeah, she did, but then she wants to sing it. Wants everybody to hear it.
And she wants her kid, because you can hear it. She says, "I'm coming for you" in the song.
It's very threatening.
I think it's more loving, but okay. Yeah. That's the way you
she said,
it.
"Check out the smile on my face."
Yeah. She's happy. Screw you, Ariel Castro.
She's got crazy face. That's why she's smiling all the time.
It's funny to think that a lot of...
Is this her singing it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
What is that from?
Who cares? She looks like an angel.
Man, she did get fat. Holy cow.
But you would think if they were going to film this, they want to do it in a dark, dungeon-y-like place. They would do it bright outside.
In a church.
Yeah, a church, maybe.
They did it in a church.
Yeah, this is a video.
Oh.
Oh, my... Whoa, my God.
That is a sweet... Falcon
but
shirt,
it's
though.
Not like she was a sweet tiny shirt. To begin with.
She was very
what
tiny
saying?
To begin
she was
with.
Fat?
I'm saying she fat. Wasn't tiny. She wasn't like
she
skinny.
Was.
She was rotund.
No, she was not. She has always been a curvy girl.
She made it through a terrible
nightmare
of an existence. Let the girl eat a couple meals.
I didn't say she couldn't do it. She just evidently did do it.
Carly, you eat mashed potatoes all the time.
Yeah.
What are you running from? You weren't locked
anywhere.
And
she looks great.
And I worked my ass off, Rob, so shut your mouth.
Carmen, I have an idea.
Oh, God.
I have an idea that I think would be great.
You know I can't sing, right?
We're going to lock you in a basement for 11 years, and then we're going to let you out, and you'll sing.
Carmen, will you sing your version of the song? What doesn't kill me makes
mashed
me stronger.
Potatoes.
Yeah. And every time we get mad at you, you can come out and sing this. Right? Instead of being sad, you just come out. Like when we start picking on you, instead of crying, you could be like, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
I have Britney
These
for that.
These guys are jerk-offs. Every time. My angels Now, whoever shot this video doesn't love her.
Is that a video or is that a live performance somewhere?
No, I think that's a video.
That's a video.
Yeah,
okay.
That is a video.
Well, I got to imagine there isn't a huge budget for this. You know what I mean?
Like, look at her. She's dancing.
The production on it isn't great.
Oh, no.
But I mean, like, who helped her do this? You'd think like someone would have volunteered.
A college kid who's
DJ Castro. We should smash or trash it.
I smash it.
Huh?
I smash it. It's a smash.
Yeah,
it's already in my...
What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
She keeps on tricking me every time. I think she's going to break it down.
Yeah.
It's just right there.
This is what happened when I got thrown down. And I came back up and I'm all the way around. Like something's going to break out there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's an end breakdown. Let's see. Carmen, this is where you come in.
Okay.
Can you sing this?
What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Hold on. I'm a survivor.
Get her on the phone. I want to be her friend.
I got a tweet from her, and she said, Carmen singing her song is the worst thing that's ever happened. That's
terrible. Yeah. She went been through some bad
possible.
stuff.
It doesn't seem right.
You know, it might not be the best song, but she at least is singing about some real life stuff.
I couldn't understand a word she's saying other than,
what doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
It takes balls to do that, though.
No.
Oh, it does.
We sing in here, and it's kind of jokey. I can't imagine taking it serious and then releasing an album. And then
I'm saying nobody loves her because no one told her you can't put that out.
Wait a second. You're not taking it serious when we're singing it?
Well, I mean, I am, but I'm not putting it into an album form and distributing it.
Mike held the show. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I think I know who produced that song right there.
I know what you're going to say, sir. DQ.
Is it DJ Avi?
Oh, DJ Avi. Because Tony Burton said we should give it to DQ to remix.
Ugh, please.
Oh, DQ. Yeah. I would rather listen to this girl than anything DQ's ever done. What doesn't kill me, I make me stronger.
Why you always do my accent?
Yeah, because that's what you sound like, dummy. all right, well, there you go. There is Michelle Knight, one of the kidnapping victims who is now a singer.
So now, what is the situation with this song? Can you download it on iTunes? Does she get money? Is it nice? You know, be nice and hey, here, I'll buy it for $1.99 if the money goes to her and helps her out.
I've never even given the Foo Fighters a dollar. I'm not giving her a dollar.
Yeah, but Foo Fighters are never trapped in a basement.
As far as I know. I didn't do it.
Yeah, Michelle Knight, Survivor, $1.29 on your iTunes.
Does she have more?
Wouldn't you like to help a girl like Michelle?
It's available on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon.
You know what? I'm going to buy it right now.
No, you're not. You should. Show it right now.
Buying song. Boom. I'm going to put my thumbprint because it's the future. Oh, no. I actually have to do this.
I don't know. Wait. Hold on a second.
I thought I could just use my thumbprint. I got to actually type
it. It was produced by Aaron D-Boy Diesel.
D-Boy Diesel!
Michelle's words and turned them into a song which talks not only about suffering, but also her triumphs.
Yes.
Oh, Aaron D-Boy Diesel, stop talking back. I got it right here. White guy or black guy?
Oh, white.
White guy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Downloading now.
His other song, The Fist Pump Anthem, Shake That Ass Bitch, is the other single.
Get from out of Aaron here.
This is Aaron D-Boy Diesel's Stop Talking Back song featuring, I don't know, like... All I know is it came up. It came up with Michelle Knight.
Actually, that what was the other one? The Shake That Ass Bitch.
Yeah,
I believe Patty Hearst sings on that one.
Oh, that is not right either, no? Gavin. To make a reference only I would get in this room.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.